Okay, we left off yesterday, even though we are primarily talking about Bittul Barov, and the Gemara doesn't really even address the issue of Hochnach Harov in situations of Taroves, but the Rishon put me doing it. Specifically, the Tosfos of the Tosfos of Rav does raise this question about how do all the halachas of Hochnach Harov, Kavua, Pireish, Kazer, Menachem, all of the above, how does that play out in situations that appear in our Mishnah, in our Sugya? Because our Mishnah says, so when you have a tarobes of different scenarios that bittul doesn't apply, for example, if you have a or for example, if you have or an aramish, situation of balichayim, you have a lot of different cases where bittul falls short, again, probably midirabbanan, probably all three of those above cases are all midirabbanan. I keep on saying probably, I don't want to ruin it for the next sukkah, but probably midirabbanan. And therefore, although Minatari could be bottled, but the Maisi Chachroch, it's not going to be bottled. So comes Tuz and turns around and says, okay, great. So it's not going to be bottled, so let's at least go, Hochnach Harov. Let's at least permit you to go ahead and take one of those pieces out and play the numbers game. Now, what Tosis raises on Kufa Ben Aleph is really what the Gemara says in Zvachim. The Gemara raises that question in Zvachim. Why can't you go over and take one of the animals and call the day and be mounted based on Hochnach Harov? So the Gemara, which of course Tosfos is going to plug it to our sugya, says, no, you can't do that because that's a violation of what? What bad word? That's a violation of kavua. So just to let you go and take, to walk over to Tarovas and take one out, or walk over to the barn and take an animal out, that's a no-no, that's a violation of kavua. Now, truth to be told, as we spoke about the religion yesterday, kavua deraisa obviously it's not, because it's missing the conditions of kavua deraisa, either Tosfos' condition of inanikar, of nikar versus inanikar, or the Rashba's condition of bittul versus not bittul, but midirabbanan, once bittul doesn't work, so the meila, you don't have the Rashba's bittul to save kavua, to knock off kavua, you don't have Tosfos eno nikar to knock off kavua, so you're back with the kavua, be the kavua dirabbanan. This is the institution of kavua dirabbanan. So midirabbanan, you can't say, let's be hochnach harov just to walk over and take it, that's also a no-no, because of a dirabbanan conversion of kavua. But the Gemara doesn't stop at that point. The Gemara says, okay, let's not do it derech kahoch to the kavua, let's do it derech pirish. Now, in the case of the animals, we can get it to become pirish very easily by just turning the music up, flying in the animals to dance a little bit, get a little bit like, we sound like this image of like the Muppets, like the music. So in the Gemara in Vachim, you can do that. Here, it's going to be kind of hard to do that. If you can get a couple of ginanoshas to dance, that would be really creative. If you can get a couple of pieces of chatichas bevela to do the
hokey pokey.
The hokey, there you got it, okay? So that's going to be like real, that's going to be really firm spirit. So you're probably not going to be able to do it, but it could happen by itself. It is possible that some mouse out of Pesachim of death comes by and finds its way into Chul Daf Tzadik Tes, and actually does a pirish for us. So we could theoretically have a case of pirish. Would that therefore be mutter? So Tosfos says, no, that's not going to be mutter. Even if you're lucky and pirish happens, you're still not going to solve the problem because of a new thing called Gezer Shariach Abrechavua. Who made up this Gezer Shariach Abrechavua? Tosfos got right out of the Gemara Zvachim. That's exactly what the Gemara Zvachim says. The reason why you can't turn the music on and get the animals to dance is because of the Gezer Shariach Abrechavua. So in passing, Tosfos referenced what they said back in Tani Hay, this Gezeirah Shemitachon HaKavua obviously is not all-encompassing. There are clearly cases in Shas where this Gezeirah was not instituted, proof positive, the very case of Teshach HaNuyos. Otherwise, if you really believe this Gezeirah is all-encompassing, then how in the world do you ever have L'maisa case of Teshach HaNuyos? Everybody knows you can walk in the street West End and find a piece of meat on the floor and eat it. That's a braisa. How can you eat a Gezeirah Shemitachon HaKavua? So the Re has alluded to, this Tosfos yet took about three words to say what they say, more be a richazon for tzadi hayin, and they say again in Pesachim Bates. They keep on saying it over and over and over again. Tosfos has this idea in the name of the Re, that this Gezeirah Derabbanan was only said, strangely enough, on Kavua Derabbanan, almost counterintuitive, but not really, says Tosfos. Because by Kavua Derabbanan, when the Isser is Tacha, not Nikav Imkomo, there's a really, really serious concern, you may violate Kavua. Ashenke, by when the Isser is Nikarim Komo, although the stakes are higher, it's a deraisa, the odds of violating are significantly lower because who's going to go in the right mind walk into the Caribbean store and go buy themselves a hot dog or something? So Tosfos puts together the whole pieces of this puzzle and says, yes, there's a Kavua Derabbanan. Yes, a Gezeirah Shemikachim Kavua. Yes, that Gezeirah applies to Derabbanans. Yes, it doesn't apply to deraisas. and everything is Amakom Yom B'Shalom. The Gemara in Zvachim is Gevaldik, what the Gezer applies, because it's a Kavod Rabbanim. The Gemara in Chul Daf Kuf, where the Mishnah says Kul Asurim, and nobody in the Mishnah says, hey, let's wait for Piresh. Piresh is not going to help you, because Gezer should be coming to so everything is Amakom Yom B'Shalom according to Shittas Tosfos. Of course, this Tosfos is assuming that the Gezer of the Rabbanim was made by all Kavod Rabbanans. It was not made by Kavod Raisas. And what led Tosfos to that conclusion is the otherwise steerers, because in Zvachim we hear about the Gzeira, and in Tesh Chanes we don't hear about the Gzeira, so the only answer possible, says the Ri, is the Raisas versus the Rabbanans. And that approach of the Ri, as clear as it sounds, as posh as it sounds, is diametrically opposed to his very uncle, to his very Rebbe. The Ri was a Talmud Mubak of who? For a minute time. The Ri's mother was Tam's sister. It was his uncle, it was his Rebbe. He lived in his house. The Ri grew up as a young boy. His parents sent him off to the uncle to go learn for Rabbeinu Tam. So he had his Chokol Torah was received for Rabbeinu Tam, but very often he disagreed with his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Tam. And here there is a cryptic comment of Rabbeinu Tam that seems to disagree with the whole theory that the Ri developed for us. The cryptic statement of Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in a few places. It was a psak of Rabbeinu Tam. It was apparently not such an uncommon scenario. You have a lot of animals. The guy's got loads and loads of animals, you know, out in his out in the fields. He got the shepherd, you know, walking against India, little Bo Peep, you know, sitting with his watching the sheep, riding the hill. You know, shepherd, you know, it's the real deal. And all of a sudden, a wolf comes running in to the herd, and the wolf starts attacking one sheep after another. Until the shepherd gets his slingshot ready and gets finally shoos away the wolf. Baruch Hashem, all's well. Kiraya, kibakaras, edra, mavet, shenatach, shiftai. He counts all the sheep. Baruch Hashem, ishlon edar. All the sheep are there. Baruch Hashem. It's a one small problem. One or two of them were attacked. Now, being attacked is not a very good thing for halacha, because one of the dinim of treifos is what's called a drusa. A drusa is an animal that was attacked, and it's not even always so easy to tell whether it was actually attacked or not. And it's not so simple just to shecht it, open up, and see. Not so posh. It gets very, very complicated. The dinim of drusa, what's called a drusa, not called a drusa, a foolish. Gets too complicated. We're not learning to bring a clue right now. And suffice it to say, we have now 100 sheep, and I saw that only one or two of them were attacked. So 98 of them are probably kosher, but one or two of them may be problematic. And that becomes a big problem. One or two of them may be problematic. Why is that a problem? Why don't I just say, well, it's Baltovoa? Baltovoro. Why don't I say that? Because Balachai have a little Balto, right? That's a huge problem. So Bitoboro just failed me. Okay, so what's my next step? Let's walk through it. What do I do? No big deal. Let's plug in. So what should I do? I should walk over to the flock and just take one out and call it a day. Can't do that either. Why? Is that a violation of? Come on, now again. Is it a violation of Kavod Deraisa? No, because with Deraisa, you don't say Kavod by Tarov. It's either because it's not Niku or because it's Baltimore, right? This is Kavod Deraisa. Okay. So for your 0-2. So Baltimore is going to fail you right out of Rabbeinu Tam learns Vachem. So right out of Vachem, Baltimore is going to fail you. I can't go and take one of the animals, but what can I do? I can say to Hillel, says Rabbeinu Tam, and hope and pray what's going to happen, that one of the animals will spatzir away from the rest of the flock, and once it does that, I should grab it and shecht it right away. You know why? Based on what? What rule do I have to plug in at that point, says Rabbeinu Tam? Called the parish, bruba parish. I know that the rove of the animals were not attacked, and one or two were, and now one of an animal exits from the chabura, exits from the group. So I have a right to say, called the parsh or a parsh, not all that different from the person who finds a piece of meat on the floor of a stable. There's a bit of time. That means hunky dory. No problem, called the parsh or a parsh. So comes Tosfos in the Sechas Chulim. Every time Tosfos quotes this Rabbein Atam, Tosfos Shrei Chai V'Kayim against Rabbein Atam. What's Rabbein Atam talking about? How can Rabbein Atam say such a thing? He's against the Pharisee Gemara. What? The Gemara in the Sechas Chulim. Rabbein Atam quoted the Gemara in the Sechas Chulim. Rabbein Atam said, the reason why it's not Batel, just the way it is because Balachayim ain't a Batelim, Ayin Zvachim Levayim. The reason why you can't walk over and take it is because of Kavua, Ayin Zvachim Levayim. But then the last line of Zvachim, But the Gemara says, and by the way, the reason why turning on the music doesn't work is because Gezeir Shavir Chavachavua, that Rebbeinu got lost. That got lost in the shuffle. So what happened? What's going on? So Rebbeinu Tam will turn around and say, Gezeir Shavir Chavachavua, you're going to tell me that that Gezeir exists? How can there be such a Gezeir Shavir Chavachavua? After all, we all know what? We all know that the price of Teisha Chanuyos, Piresh, if you find one piece on the floor, it's mutter. Obviously, that undermines exactly because Chazal didn't accept this gzeira, to which his young nephew, the Reed, turned around and said, my uncle, my rebbe, Hilgerman, Dam, no. That's different. The reason why there's no gzeira over there is because of why? Because it's Nikolai, and therefore it's a deraista kavod, but there's no reason to make the gzeira. It's too unlikely. But by kavod de rabbanon, we should make the gzeira. To which Rebbeinu Tam responded to his nephew by saying, that's opposite. He said, you're making gezeiras for the rabbanon, it's not for the raisis. That can't be the answer. We did, we convinced you. I brainwashed you yesterday by telling you the read. And even the ones that raisis, ones that it's counterintuitive, and therefore it's afa bichain. So Rebbeinu Tam says, no, it's counterintuitive, and therefore it's wrong. And therefore the read's mahalach was incorrect. So Rebbeinu Tam is going back to the drawing board and saying, wait a second. On the one hand, we have this gezeira. We have Gemara in Tzibachim that has the gezeira. Shami yigaf b'na kavua. On the other hand, we have what? No, we have a din of teisha chenuyos, which is clearly dimsa. There's mutter and there's no gezeira. So whereas the Ri responded by saying that one's by deraisa kavua, one's by not. Rabbeinu Tam said lohoy tvarim. That's not the correct answer. So what is the correct answer? According to Rebbeinu Tam, what is the correct answer that's going to result in Rebbeinu Tam Psach being correct? So here we have two branches in Rishonim as to what the answer to this phenomenon is. If you don't go down the Ri's board, what is the answer to the question of the Ri when you make the exam, when you don't make the exam? Who saw the two answers in Rishonim? Can I put it in the Mamakam somewhere?
Tosos was himself given.
Sub the Rashba on the ninth in Ramakamas. No, did I put the Rashba on? Sub the Rashba in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Hei. First he quotes the Reed. Then he says, V'lo Mechuva. V'chein Das Rebbein Tamzal, that's not Mechuva. The Reed's answer is not right. V'hasam hain v'tayim v'isharis lay l'vidure l'chadchila g'hechid d'lishtiri osu l'meshka b'rakavua. About his shoris lemin a perish biatzmai the was in the meshkam and a kavua. What does Rebbeinu Tam? What does the Rashba say? What's the MC answer by say? What's the true answer? What's the answer? What was the context of the Gemara in Zvachim Shemika for a kavua? What was the case again? Let's chazer again. Nebuch had the shor in the skull, or chata shemesu, chata sheomid le chata shemesu. It gets mixed up to 1,000 animals. So the Mishnah says, they're all finished. They're all history. So Frank the Gemara, why the history? Why don't you say batel? No, it's chazal together. Why isn't it batel? Because of what? Okay. Next question, Gemara, why can't you just walk over and take one? What does the Gemara say? Come on. Then the Gemara says, okay, let's break up the kavua by turning on the music. And the Gemara says, no, gezeira should be quick. So the Gemara's instituted, the Gemara introduced the gezeira should be kavua. What was the case the Gemara was saying gezeira should be kavua?
They're already in place.
I turned on the music. It means I changed it from being kavua to being piresh. I turned on the music. I'm closing my eyes. The animals are dancing away. And I'll zed nemo gezer shem becoming kavua. Says Rabbeinu Tam, b'med b'memur m'chazal with gezer not to take piresh, gezer otu kavua. If you ruin the kavua, you destroy the kavua. So that's very, very risky. If we let you go ahead and ruin the kavua and then take it, what are you going to do the next time? When next time this happens, you're going to turn on the CD and what's going to happen? It's not going to play. The music's not going to work. The animals are sleeping. I was saying, what's the difference? Last week the rabbi told me it's okay with the music in the background. This week I'll do it without the music in the background. So if we let you actively go ahead and undo the kavua, next thing you know is you're going to take without undoing the kavua. But, says Rebbeinu Tam, If it's Pirish Me'atzmai, now what case is going to be Pirish Me'atzmai? What was Rebbe Tam describing? What? Which case is Rebbe Tam describing as Pirish Me'atzmai? A case such as Teisha Chanuyos, or a case such as the kid, the sheep that was attacked by the wolf. Halacha b'maaseinu was Pirish Me'atzmai. If it's Pirish Me'atzmai, then there's no reason to make the gezeira. And therefore, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference according to Rebbe Tam whether it's kavod deraisa or derabanan. That's not the discerning factor. According to Rebbe Tam, the discerning factor is: did you actively unravel the kavua, or did it unravel by itself? Or you actively did it? That's the gezeira. If it happened by itself, that's not the gezeira. And therefore, Rebbe Tam's psak is intact, because according to Rebbe Tam, when it happened by itself, such as the case of the sheep that Rebbe Tam is describing. Rabbi Natan did not permit you to turn on the music and get the sheep to dance and one to run out of the barn. Rabbi Natan said, if Hocham and Steven, one was Pirish Be'atzmai, then it's Mutab and it's Mutab and Ramon, and there's no Gezer, Shem Gechmuna Kavua. What else will follow according to this Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Zai? Something of that will greatly affect Chul Nafkur from an Aleph. When I retire Ravis of three pieces, and the halacha dictated that Pitl doesn't work because it's a Gira Nasha Tiberi, or it's a Chichmuna Kavit, and there's some kind of a problem, and now mid Rabbanan it's not bottle. And now mid Rabbanan I can't be lokeach. I can't walk over and take it. But if I had the good luck that what happened, that just by itself, one piece fell out by itself, one mouth ran in, I didn't chop, and all of a sudden it fell out by itself, what would Rabbanan Tam Paschal for my son?
Okay.
I could eat it. Unlike for steak and athletics. Because who's athletics quoting? That's quoting the re. Because according to the re, the discerning factor whether the gezeira exists is deraisa kavua versus derabanan kavua. It has nothing to do with whether you unravel the kavua. But if you hold like the Rashi's version of Rabbeinu Tam, that all that matters is whether you did it or it happened by itself, so that in our sugya it is conceivable that it's going to be mutter. So what words in the Mishnah, which words in the Mishnah don't read as smooth according to Rabbeinu Tam? Kulan wa? Kulan asurus, it's not 100% true. Because kulan asurus means basheo sham kulan asurus. Kulan asurus means that right now it's taka, the state what it is kulan asurus. If and when, what is Pirash? In Hochinam, the Zakhtar Beta Tom, Zakhtar Ashri, it will be Mutar. So that's very, very difficult to read the Pesha Rekas.
By the case of the Taruvus being split up, if it happens by, if something happens, but like, let's say another person goes over to it. Does that, and then it comes to you.
Okay. So we're going to have to fine-tune what Pirash means. It's going to be a continuation of the same.
In the case of the barn where the Zev comes in,
yeah.
Can you say that it's an Ishmir on the owner's part and therefore it really is his fault?
It's not his fault.
No, I'm saying it's he. Effectively, he did it because he didn't protect his sheep well enough that a Zev can't.
Good, so Zev came in, right. Good, so the wolf came in and attacked us, so now we have a treacherous problem. So we have one animal there is traced. So now we want to know.
But that's his fault. He's the reason why.
It's not Shomim. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. I want to know, Tachlis, once I have a Tarobas, I want to know, did I unravel that Tarobas? So what did I do to unravel that Tarobas? So the Gemara Tzvachim says, for you to turn on the music, get the animals to dance, you're unraveling the
leaving the barn door open wouldn't be the same thing as putting on the music?
That was the source of the problem. Now we have a problem. We're trying to solve the problem. The different stages of the story.
No, I know, but if you leave the barn door open.
So before the barn door was open, everything was okay. An animal walks, runs in, and attacks one of the sheep. So now I want to know good. So now we just kapaskin that it's also. So I want to know, Rabbi, can I do something to unravel this kavua? So the Gemara says in Zvachim, no, you cannot. So you cannot turn on that music. If for some reason one animal walks out by itself, that's fine. You didn't unravel the kavua. Okay? So Rabbi say, is there another version for Rabbeinu Tam? Is there another way to explain when the Gezer applies, when the Gezer doesn't apply?
Daran.
No, it's the next. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's the fourth. Comes the Rosh and says, I don't know if it's on my recovery, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Rosh and says, nah. You want to know why Rabbeinu Tam forgot about the Gezer? Don't give me a story. It depends on who turned the music on. That's not the reason. Rabbeinu Tam held that that gezeira that appears in Zvachim has nothing to do with Maseches Chulin. You know why? It's Kachim! Kachim Echmiru! It was a special chumrah derabbanan. The stakes, the standards, the culture were so much higher than chulin. We take Beis HaMikdash so much more serious than our own kitchens, and therefore min haTorah, everything's mutter. Because min haTorah, listen, min haTorah, for sure everything's mutter because the whole thing is bottled min haTorah. And min haTorah it's mutter because hochel acharav is mutter min haTorah. Everything is mutter min haTorah. There's no kavua here min haTorah b'chlal. But the Rabbanan, they made up kavua, and then they tacked on a gezeirah shemiket with a kavua. That high level gezeirah, that super duper duper chumash of chumras was only instituted by kach, was never instituted by chul. That's what Rebbeinu Tam was machmir. According to that, what would happen? What would Rebbeinu Tam permit you to do in the case of the Suffolk Dreyfus? Not only would he permit it, if what? If it's the muse, but he would even permit what? What else would he permit you to do? Not only would he permit if the animal ran out by itself, he would even permit you to do what? You turn on the music. So you have a nuance of a difference between the rush and the rash, but the das, Rebbeinu Tam. How far Rebbeinu Tam went? Did Rebbeinu Tam say that the gezeirah doesn't apply to chul gabre? Or does Rebbeinu Tam concede it applies, but the gezeirah was only said by turning on the music? It'll happen after Kamina in two cases. In Zvachim, when you didn't turn on the music, according to Rashba's version, would be mutter even by Kachim. And then Chapin Afkim by Chulin, if you did turn on the music, would it be mutter or not? So those are the two official reasons in the Rishonim to defend Rebbeinu Tam. So everybody agrees there is this thing called Gzeirah Shem Yechem Rakavua. You can't deny it's a Gemara in Zvachim. So we have three versions as to when this Gzeirah applies. Reason approach number one, which is the popular answer, is the Ri, which is the approach check layout to it. So this is this Gzeirah was only said. The kavua the rabbanon. For the raisa, counterintuitively, you don't need the gezeira. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, aliba de harashba, the gezeira was only made kishe levatel a kavua biyadayim. And according to Rebbeinu Tam, according to the Rosh, the gezeira was only made when rach mekotchi. Okay. So these are the three official approaches in the Rishonim. Until we get to the fourth approach in Rishonim.
Seems to me there just could be another way of distinguishing why there should be gzeirah in one case and not in the other. In the case of Teshech HaMrios, what you want is one piece of meat. In the case of the Kachim, you want 999 animals, not one animal. And if you let him take one animal, he'll take all the animals.
Okay. So he'll take all the animals. Rikra, then he can take all, as long as he left the road behind. As long as he left. Didn't take every last one.
There's more reason to fear him doing it.
Maybe. So Rabbi said, these are the three official reasons that we have until this point. And then we enter into a whole new world. Anyone enter into the world of the Ran? Anyone read the Ran carefully in Chulin? Anyone have any idea what the Ran was saying? Anyone seen the ramifications of the Ran? Okay, we got work cut out for us today. But we're not going to talk about the Ran yet. We're going to take a background. Okay, we're going to fill up a little bit of background now, and we're going to jump ahead to next year. So if we make it enough tests next year, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you that that's going to happen. But if by some miracle we do make it enough tests, so then remember what we're saying now. Okay? If we don't make enough tests, then you better remember what we say, otherwise we won't learn it next year. A couple of months talking about the tests of the days were the following. Teisha tziburin shel matzah v'yachad shel chometz. Don't tell your mother the story, all right? But it's Pesach, and there are nine piles of air Pesach. We showed them when the story's taking place. Even nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz. I can't tell the difference. Now, either because chametz and matzahs that look like Pesach and matzahs, or I got the Pesach cake that looks like chametz and cake. So you just taste it, but whatever, okay? Bottom line is, I can't tell the difference. The Osa Achbar, and a mouse comes. The Shoko, and the mouse, I'm watching this play out. Mickey Mouse runs in, and he grabs from one of the piles. And I have no idea whether he took from the matzah pile or the chometz pile. And now what? What's the and what's my shayla? So I have a mouse running around with a piece of something in its mouth. I have no idea where it's coming to matzah, and therefore, what's my next shayla? So it's Bachelet's Rashi and Tosis. What the case is even? Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is now assuming this mouse is going to run in back to my house, the house that I spent 6 hours less than I do B'dikas Chametz on, and now the mouse runs in, and now he just transformed my house to be a Sufik Bokam Shemachlis B'chametz. Because if I know for a fact that the mouse took, let's say I saw the mouse take a piece of challah in, I know that it's challah, and now he's running all over the path. I have no idea now if I can track down the challah. I can't find the challah anymore, so I know there's a piece of challah in this house somewhere. So my house is now all of a sudden re-mechuyev in B'dikas Chametz. So now it's only a Sufik whether the mouse ran away with challah, because I don't even know, because it's Teisha Tzibur with Matzah. So Rashi seems to be learning, even though it's only a Sufik, I still have to do B'dikas Chametz Misafik, which raises a whole red flag about B'dikas Chametz. If B'dikas Chametz is only Derabbanan, what do you have to do Misafik for? Again, but this guy's got to come back next year, hopefully, to learn the sugars at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, why you should not do B'dikas Chametz B'chum Safik. Tosfos learned that the case has nothing to do B'dikas Chametz B'chlal. What does Tosfos learn the case has to do with? The mouse came running out of the piles, runs up to me, and hands me a piece of food to eat. And I want to eat it now. It's not Erev Pesach, it's Pesach. It's third day Chol HaMoed, I'm hungry. I want to know, thank you, Mr. Mickey, or Mr. Benbel, or Minnie, whatever his name is, his or his name is. And I want to eat this piece of something, but I want to know, can I eat it or not? Because there's a 90% chance that it's Matz, a 10% chance that it's Chometz. So, Chayish Rashi and Tosfos, is the Shaila a Shaila of Vikas Chometz, or the Shaila a Shaila of Achilus Chometz? For our purposes, it doesn't make much of a difference. But when you look at Sochem, that does, it makes a whole lot of a difference. But hopefully, Nitzim will come back. We'll get to it next year. So, comes the one says, what do you do now? So, let's not forget, we're watching the mouse, and the mouse grabs it, and now we have no idea what it took. Says, Mahana Teish Chanuyas. That is Teish Chanuyas. That's the bad case of Teish Chanuyas. That's the case of, I walked into one of the stores, I don't know which one I walked into. So, what's the comparison exactly? I walked into one of the stores, I don't know which one. So it wasn't me, I didn't walk up to the piles, it was the what? The mouse walked up to one of the piles. So the Gemara is equating that with me walking. I and the mouse just merged to become one. So just as in the Braisa, I walked into the stores, so that's called Kavua. So too, when the mouse walks in, that's also called Kavua. However, what if Piresh? What if one of those pieces of chametz / matzah somehow exited from the piles? I had piles, and one of the pieces now exited the piles, and is sitting on the floor, and now a mouse comes with shuffle, kind of safe. That's the end of the braise, so that's mutter. That's like finding a piece of meat on mustanglewood. So when the mouse went up to the piles, that's called nolada suffik bachbachfiz, that's called kavua. So that's a suffix, and that's a problem. And again, according to Rashi, it's a suffix because chametz, why that's the chumer is a whole other story. But according to the simple pshat, it's a suffix achilas chametz, and I understand. It's a suffix that rises with chumer. Suffix shabbos occurs. Whereas in the second case, when it's pirish, so that's like a regular case of pirish. Adkan, the bad Gemara. So Tosfos has a big, big problem with this Gemara, a huge problem with this Gemara. Because is the first case of the Gemara really correct? The Gemara just made a tremendous jump, a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. That we know, back to our five stores from yesterday, okay, we got an OU, you know, DC, we got a KMA, and we got the Peruvian guy, right? The Oink, all right? Okay, this is yesterday's case. And you have a guy who's spitzering, he's walking around, he's got his headphones on, so he's out of oblivious to the world around him. And he's walking into one of the stores, and he has no idea. He walks out, and he has no idea. Gee, which one did I walk into? That's Kavod Deraisa. That's not exactly what happened over here. What happened over here was, I got piles of food, okay? And I got, not a person,
headphones.
What? And I get my mouse is going to one of these piles. Right? The mouse is going to one of these piles. And the Gemara just said, oh, that's the same thing. That's Kavua, that's Kavua. Is that true? So you're saying, of course, what's the difference? What's between me and the mouse? At the end of the day, somebody went to the Makom Kavua. What's the difference whether it's a person or a mouse? So Tosis, I'll tell you the big, big difference. It's a huge difference, says Tosis. Says Tosis, me and Toman, welcome to the Marmakonis. Kiyos ach bu b'shok b'hani tziburin, amai chashu le kamur. Mai shno nimsa b'pi achbar, min nimsa b'yad nochri. The Gemara says the famous in Chuan, the Sunnis of Kavu, and Bechat said, hey, that if you didn't walk into the stores, but a guy walked into the stores, that's not Kavu. If a guy walks into the store and goes shopping and comes out and doesn't remember which store he went into, that is not Kavua. What is that? That's Pirish. Why is that? What's the difference between whether I wanted the guy went in? What's the answer? It's obvious. The guy going in doesn't register because it's not what? It's not relevant. A shaila only becomes relevant when it's relevant. You only pass it up kavua. Kavua means the mokum of leidas ha-sofek. It has to be the mokum ha-kavius. That's called kavua. So when a Jew walks into the stores, it already becomes relevant when he's in the store. Because a Jew has to know kosher, so it's important to know whether it's kosher food or trefa food. So the suffix already registers on the radar screen at that moment of time. All of a sudden, the midos alerts, the kosher alerts start beeping, and the Jew's walking in and says, oh, marvelous midos guy, screaming, yelling, he's playing his music already when the Jew walks into the store. That's called kavua. But the guy walks into the store. There's no kosher alert going off because it couldn't kill us. The guy doesn't care. I don't care. Nobody cares what he eats. He can eat Caribbean food. It's fine. Look, partly whether he goes to Dunkin' Chickies or the Caribbean. At what point does it become relevant for the Jew?
If you see him.
When the guy comes out, and now I want to know, hey, Rabbi, can I take this food from the guy? What's the answer? At that point, when is the meat ready? It's ready, period. So Frank tells us, what's the difference between the mouse and the guy? In the sense of, it's not relevant to the mouse either. This is not a from mouse. It's not Mendel the mouse is asking the Shiloh. Nobody can, the mouse is not interested. And we are not interested whether the mouse is eating kosher food or eating chometz or not. The mouse is not muzo and achilas chometz. And therefore, when the mouse goes, even though it's true the mouse went to the pile, might have gemina whether the mouse went to the pile or the goy went to the pile. That's Tosis' problem. So comes Tosis with the following answer. I'm going to read. The read is mamashi, Rang Ketun and the sugyas of Kavua. Says the read, the hocha mayri, kishira'inu shalokach mena kavua. Shenayimad has sofek b'mokum kviyas. That's like the phrase you got to learn. Every sugya has its phrase. That's the phrase. Nayimad has sofek b'mokum kviyas. Avalim lo ra'inu havalik kipirish razinim basaruba. What did Taisa say?
Because you saw the rat.
I said, you saw the mouse. You were watching this mouse. What were you not doing in the Tzadi Hey? Who were you not watching?
The guy.
You weren't watching the guy. Says Taisa, there's no difference between the mouse and the guy in terms of the rules of kavua and the contrast of pirish. All that matters is, if you were watching, that's the halakha equivalent of you going in. Because you were aware of what was happening. So the latest asofik was chal, this is far dear Aisa. The latest asofik is chal at the moment that you're watching, no different than at the moment that you're walking in. Walking in physically or watching, observing from a distance doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. What matters is this sofik negeya for a Jew right now? That's called kavua. If the suffix begins to register in a makom hakvias, that's the gzeskos of kavua. So whether you saw the goy walk into the store or you saw the mouse walk into over to one of the piles, that is kavua. But if both are the case of the goy and with the case of the mouse, it happened before you became involved, nobody saw it happening, that is pirish. That's the famous, and the phrase that the recoined to describe this phenomenon is, neilat ha-suffix b'makom hakvias. That's the yisad, how you say
yisad. In the case of the stores, if you saw the guy walk in, like, you know exactly what store he walked out of.
No, but you weren't paying attention. That's the problem. You were on your headphones also. You weren't. I saw a guy, I'm watching the guys walking through the street, but if you were watching, we wouldn't have this off. We wouldn't have this with you.
So if I have full on, similar to Avi, if I have the same exact, but I'm paying attention, I see the guy walk into five different stores.
But do I know which store he got this meat from or not?
I know he got from a few stores.
He got from one of these stores. I don't know which one. That's kavua.
But I do know that one of them was the Caribbean place.
Then they have a problem.
So what am I supposed to stop the guy before he goes into the Caribbean place?
Stop the guy. The guy can go shopping for himself. I want to know afterwards. Can I go and take the meat from the guy?
Okay. That's all.
Rabbeinu Tam able to be in
Parashat
like this? Rabbeinu Tam says that if the animal comes out of the
Rabbeinu Tam was talking about the details of Gezeiras the Rabban and Mishra. The Ri is developing Chom Deraisa here. The Ri is not addressing the Gezeiras the Rabban yet. He wants to know, do we have a Deraisa a problem of Kavu or not? Ad kan divrei Ri. If I would ask you, this Chiddush Gadol of the Ri, that a mouse walking in, and a goy walking in, being observed by a Jew, creates kavua. Would you have any reason in your wildest dreams to believe that that's not a din d'oraisa? Why not? You guys say, no, it doesn't make any sense. Well, good morning. Not a kavua, you really understand anyway. So, you know, I would say, I have a munis l'chomim. The Ri dug up a few gemaras here and there. He dug up Sachab Daf Tas. He put together a sugya in Chutz Ani Hay. And he came with this idea that no, that's not what is good. The same way, Chabad Imam, and I believe in Kavua, I believe in the Ri's Chiddush also. And it's a Chiddush on the Deraisa. If I could sell you Kavua, I could sell you this Chiddush also. That's the Pasha Dvar in the Ri. Comes the Ran, does it. And about face in our entire sugya, everything we're talking about for the last day in here. Comes to Ron and he says, yes, it's true. The Ri's Chiddush is 100% right. Obviously, the only way to explain the difference between Pesachim Daftas and Chul Daftari Yeh between the Goy and the mouse is to say that one case we saw and one case we didn't see. You know what the Ron says? Who saw the Ron inside? The Ron says, Mita Araisa? Neither of them is Kavua. Midaraisa kavua only applies when the Jew himself, with his own 2 feet, walked into a store. The fact that a Jew saw a goy walk into a store, or for that matter, saw a mouse walk into a store, that is not kavua on the level of deraisa. That is an application of kavua midarabonim. It's a gezeira. You saw it happening. It's a gezeira, the rabbanon gezeira. You may do it yourself. Can somebody name that gezeira, please? Name that gezeira that you're not allowed to watch the mouse of the goy and then eat the food and call it pirish. I mean, that's okay. The Yesh Lashem said that's more the pirish. That's called pirish with their eyes. But the rabbanon, that's why. Anyone want to name that gezeira for me, please? That is the gezeira Shema Yikach Ben HaKavur. That is what the Gemara meant in Maseches Vachem when it said, don't do such and such. What did the Gemara mean? According to the Ran, the Gemara meant, if you saw what was happening, even though you weren't participating in what was happening, you were watching it, we're very, very concerned. Because if you saw what was happening, that's too close for comfort. Do you actively participate? What's the difference between you and a mouse, you and the goy? If we're going to let the goy walk into the store and call it a day, we're going to let the mouse walk to the pile and call it a day, next thing you know is you're going to walk to the pile, you're going to walk to the store, and that'll be kavod deraisa. That, al zen nema belashon chazal zvachim, gezer shem yigach min hakavua. However, what if piresh happens without anybody seeing it? Not only did I not do the kavua myself, I didn't even observe a kavua taking place. It happened legamri. I was fast asleep, and it happened all on its own. What would the Ran say? Mutal lechatchila. That's not kavua deraisa, and it's not a gzeir shemikach kavua. The only gemara we have of gzeir shemikach kavua is the case when I saw it happening. And al zeh nema bizvachim. What did the gemara say in zvachim? Let's do what? What did the gemara say again? Let's turn the music on and have what happen? Have the animals dance around. What does that mean? Turn the music on and have the animals dance around. What does that mean? That means what are we going to be doing?
You did it.
Not that I did it. That's not so important. I'm watching what's happening. But what if I turn the music on and then as the animal's getting warmed up, what do? I turn around and I don't see it. I didn't watch the kavua. What would the Ran say? That is outright what?
Mutter.
That's pirish. That is spirit, according to the Ran. The Ran says the Gezeirah de Rabbanon was made when you watched the Kavua play out. If you didn't watch the Kavua, that's Mutal Achadchila, and that's why in all the Brises, when the Brisa quotes time and time again, Teshach and Nuyas, what's the say for the Brisa? Ufa Nimtza Halacha Chaharayv, why is there no mention of Gezeirah Shabbat Kavua? Because Gezeirah Shabbat Kavua was the same Gezeirah, was the same problem of the mouse in Pesachim Daftes, because you watched it, and if you didn't see it, well, you don't see it doesn't hurt you, and there's no Gezeirah Derabbanan, and it's Mut even Lechatim. That's the fourth solution to this problem. Hey, what happened to Gezeirah Shabbat Kavua? When was this Gezeirah made? On the one hand, Chazal and Zbachim speak about it, on the other hand, the Braisa ignores it. What's the answer? So the Ri said, no, the Raisa versus Derabbanan. The Rashba said, when you did it, be a dayan. The Rosh said, kachin. And what does the Ran say, Rabbi say? Ran has a fourth answer, is that this Gezeirah was only made when Vishara'a Haprisha Mimachom Hakavua. But if you didn't see it, we don't know it doesn't hurt you, and that's Piresh, that's Mutta Evil Lechachil. So there are three daragas according to the Ran. There's Kavua Deraisa, when you mamish walked in the Barak Lion, your own 2 feet. There's Kavua Derabbanan, when you saw the Prisha happening, Makom Kavua. And then there's not Kavua at all, when the Prisha happened by itself. That's the Ran's understanding. Rabbi Say, notwithstanding the Halakha Ran, why didn't all the other Rishonim say this? How come the Reed didn't give this answer? How come the Reed did not connect the dots between the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Zvachim? How come the Reed had to say, no, that's not the answer, I'll give you another answer. And why did Rabbi Natan with the Rashba and the Rosh all up say, no, that's Kachim. What's the Chiddush about this answer of the Ran? What is the Ran assuming as a Chiddush Gadol that nobody else wanted to assume? What was he assuming about the mouse in Pesachim? That this is only a Kavua Derabbanan. The Ran said that this case in Pesachim was Kavua Derabbanan. This is Gezeirah Shabbat Kavua. Tzairuach. According to the Ran, the sugya in Zvachim is identical to the sugya in Pesachim. The Gemara in Zvachim puts the words on the Gezeirah. The Gemara in Pesachim is describing the practical application of the Gezeirah. It's the same sugya. This is Derabbanan, that's Derabbanan. It's a whole new meaning to the bracha of the Sefer, Nechashom and Azvachim and Apsachim. According to the Ran, it's the same thing. It's Ramash to sit. No, I'm getting rid of the joke. It's the same Gezeirah. The Gemara in Pesachim is Ayin Sham, the Gezeirah of Shem and Shem and Chavu, Masech Azvachim. Why didn't any other Rishonim say that? Because all the other Rishonim held, no, it's not. This Kavua of Pesachim is what? This is not a Derabbanan of the Kavua. This is the Araisli Kavua. Why? Because what were the reasons? Formulation, it's Nolad Hasavar Baram Kavirus. So we have a machlekis now on the level of the Araisa. What are the parameters of Kavua? Does Kavua necessitate Midaraisa that I literally walked in myself? That's the only Kavua that we find in Araisa. When I'm mamish, I walked in my own 2 feet into the stores, that's the case of Raisa. So the Ran says, yep, that's it. That's all there is right no more. If you personally, as a human being, as a firm Jew, don't walk into that store, that's not good there. Everything else is there. Rabbanan, then we can negotiate. According to all the other Rishon, the Ran refused to go down that route. Each Rishon can easily. The Ri had one approach, the Rabbanan Tam had another approach, the Rashman, the Rashman, the Machlekes, the Rabbanan Tam's approach. But nobody else said the Ran's pshat, because nobody else believed that this is Kavur the Rabbanan. So this is a huge Machlekes. We have this cloud there, Isaac called Kavua, and we have a raging Machlekes about the details of this cloud. Earlier in the week, we had a raging machlekes. What's necessary for the klal? Do you need not nika? Yes, nika. Both of them. Now we have a whole nother machlekes on the level of the araisa. What's main kavod the araisa? Kavod the araisa only pshuto kemashmo. You walked into the store. That's the Ran. And everything else is the rabbanan, subject to gezeirah or not. And according to all the other shom who didn't go down the route of the Ran, they assume this is a kavod the araisa. Everyone chata when knows when you learn to sugi what just emanated, that the Ran had a legamri different picture of everything, including the atzoif. Everyone got it? Who's with us? Guys with us? Rove, the guy's with us? One guy with us? Kavua? Okay, yeah.
Didn't Tosos say that Duran also?
Tosos? Which Tosos? Who told
him? It's Tzadik Hei, by Hachanan. And then that's how he says what was the Halvin in Zvacha then.
Tosos? Which Tosos? Who told
him? Tzadik Hei, from
Ralph. Tzadik Hei, which one?
So is Yeshua Mag Hasim Parak Shnesa, Vinan Zesh Shalom Nira, Mishash Apirish.
Where are you? Which Tosos? Tell him an olive?
Yeah.
Which line? Which line does this? Where are you?
How many lines in?
How many lines in?
It's not
going to work. Well, that one line over there, yeah. The Irish, you read a tziluri.
So he's forced to say that.
No, fakir. It's the opposite of the realm. The total opposite of the realm. Tosis holds like the Ri that when we see Biyadayim, that's real kavur. So that how in the world could the Gemara even have dreamt of Akasha, let's turn on the music and watch it happen. That was kavur deraisa. What do you mean, let's turn on the music? How did the Gemara say gezeira? The Gemara said that's a deraisa. So Tosis says, no, the Hav meeting was turn the music run out, and so we don't see it happening. And al zeh de'am gezeira she'nigdal kavur. According to the Ran, we're turning on the music and we're watching, and that's it's the opposite, 180 degree opposite of the Ran. The Gemara says, let's turn the music, and to that the Gemara says, no, Gezeira can't do that. What's that case? Are we watching or not watching? According to those, we're not watching that. If we're watching that, that's Kavod Deraisa. According to the Ran, of course we're watching it, because if we're not watching it, then there's no Gezeira Shemir Kavod Deraisa. So it's the opposite of the Ran. Mamash exactly the antithesis of the Ran.
How would this machlokas play out in the case where you send a shaliach?
Shaliach, if he's a Jewish from shaliach, so then somebody who it's relevant for, someone who's relevant for, that's the problem. Okay? Everyone with us? Is there four machlokas you share him? Okay, yeah.
According to the Ran, there's zero difference between you actively setting it up and setting it into motion versus it just stop happening.
What? Setting what into motion?
Turning on the music and turning around versus
according to
the animal just happened to escape.
According to the Ran, on a level of Deraisa, Kavua only applies when you walked over to it and took it. The fact that you watching something coming from a Makom Kavua, that's not a Deraisa.
No, not okay. Watching. I'm saying you, Mamish, you turned on the music.
And then turned around.
That's
Mutab.
There's the you turning on the music doesn't, you didn't do anything wrong by that. If you would set the mouse on a route towards it, you'd be fine also.
Why is it a big Kiddush
for
Ron to say this case if they're
running
by the mouse?
It's only a big Kiddush because I presented the reverse, because I brainwashed you first. But what if the other direction would be asking the room? Good. Okay, who's with us? Okay. How does any of this play out? Tachlis, Lamaisa. No idea, huh? Okay. So let's skip ahead a couple hundred years to the world of Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you the following din, appears in Shulchan Aruch. See if we can find it over here. 16th. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and the 16th of the Maamar comes. It's a quote from the Rashba. Rav Chanuyos Mochus Mitzchai Shchuta, back to West Angle Avenue, most stores are selling kosher. Umir Brachos Anavela, Nebuch, the Caribbean guys, still selling his shrekas. Lachach Leachas, man, the guy, the nincompoop with his headphones on, walks into one. Ve'en Yedem Yezim Lachach. So he just, he's got himself kavod deraisa lishum safik, right? This is the real record. Listen to this. V'nisar v'biacheros. He took one piece out. He has no idea which door it came from. So if he asked the rabbi right then and there, we'd say this is a safik, is a deraisa, he can't eat it. That's kavod gomer. What happens? There's a real klutz. Yeah. Somehow, he puts this piece down, and somebody comes, nobody knows what's going on, and all of a sudden, two other kosher pieces get mixed in with it. And now, what does he have? Catch this. He has a kavua, shenis arev. We just combine kavua and tarovis. So he has a piece of tray for meat, mitam kavua, that just got mixed up with two kosher pieces. You're probably scratching and saying, what's the big deal? Chad b'tray bottle, right? So even if it was real tray for it should be mutter. What's the answer?
Kavua.
Where does that help me? I have a tarot. Spice kavua worse than a piece of chaser. What's the answer? Why are we even talking about this topic? It should be both of the rope. What's the answer? it's a scenario when it's not both real. For example, it's a what? It's a chetichah v'nitzkabed, a variant, some type of chosher. It's something that's not both. If it would be both, this would be a moot conversation. I hope everyone realized that when you read the Shulchan Aruch. So of course we're talking about something that's not both. So we can't be matter based on bittul, and we can't be matter based on hokhan acharo, because kavur just undid us. What can we possibly be matter based on? What possible mechanism is available for us? We're striking out very, very quickly, 0-2. We wanted to be matter because G9 of the stores are kosher. Kavur just smacked us in the face. We wanted to be matter based on bittul haro, chaticha v'reskav just smacked us in the face. So here's the chav. True, it's not batel. So when I take one of those pieces out of the three, I can't really say for sure that it's batel. It's not batel. But can I say for certain that the piece that I took is the one that was the problematic piece? Tony, it's safek. When bittul doesn't apply, what does that mean? It means like 50-50 now. So, but 50-50 is a problem, right? Safek to ask b'chum. What's the answer? I don't even know that what? I don't even know it's straight in the first place. Because the only reason why I said it was straight in the first place was why? Because of what principle? What made me treat this piece of meat as straight? Kavua, which translates to mean what? Kokavua kiwa? So there's a 50% chance that I had a tray for piece here in the first place. It's not like a piece of chaz that I got mixed into two other pieces. That's not what happened. It's not the mission of chatecha shal neveila. It's a chatecha shal sofek neveila. It gets mixed into a tarav. It's a tapot because it's chatecha iskabe. So I went to rabbi, I want to take one of these pieces for dinner. What's wrong with eating one of these pieces for dinner? The rabbi said, you can't do that, kavua. You can't do that. Bittul barov doesn't work. So what's my third shot? I remember that last year, Epis and June's man, we learned the sugya of what? And I remember, called Sveik, Sveik. I have a double bad, I have a double suffix. Rabbi, listen, I want one piece of meat for dinner tonight. And as a Sveik, Sveik, it should be bittul. Why? What's the Sveik, Sveik? Suffolk, what's the suffolk number one?
Kosher or not?
Kosher or not? But you can't just say kosher or not.
The first one was.
I have no idea which store I brought this piece of meat in from. So there's a 50% chance, I mean, there's really a 90% chance, but how likely is a 50% chance it's from doggies? So that's suffolk number one. Even if the Hazavi Sheikh said, you know, maybe it's mutter for reason number one. So maybe it's mutter because it's doggies. The imptum to long that it's Caribbeans. What's the second suffix? Maybe the piece that I'm taking is not that piece even. It's from the two real kosher pieces that didn't even have a suffix on them. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rashi and says, guess what? It's mutter. Mishum sveik sveika. Adkan devir Shulchan Aruch. It's mutter mishum sveik sveika. There are more questions about the Shulchan Aruch's matter. Sounds good, right? Sounds like a very good sex thing, you know? Who likes the sex thing? All hands up in favor of the sex thing. Who thinks it's a disaster of a sex thing? What's the problem? What are you saying? Who's got the phrase? Who learned last year? Who was here for June's bond last year? The role clearly was not, but he's one person. He was Kavua. He came all the time. No? What's this? A gross, flagrant violation of? What? Something of a group stuff from the town.
Other Shachar from the car.
You really?
No, the other
Shachar. Oh, I don't know. I want you guys to forget Kavua for a second. That's really hard to do. Forget Kavua for a second. I have a piece of meat in front of me, and I have no idea what this kosher is. I have a soft egg, but if something happened, I'm not sure. The other shit, there's no 10 stores, there's no mice, there's no chomer. It's just a plain, old-fashioned soft egg. I come to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, you won't believe it, I have a soft egg piece of meat in front of me. I don't know what this kind of... What was the rabbi saying? So you can't eat it. Somebody asked the chomer. Again, if it's the Rambam, we'll take the Chumash Rabban, the Rashi, and the Rice doesn't make the difference for us right now. The Tzach is serving the Rice, and the Chumash Mishnah is Kamara, Polishim Sofik, that's the thing. Okay. I come home with a heavy heart. I have to break this to my wife. nothing for dinner tonight, pizza for the fourth night in a row. And I put the piece of meat down on the table. So I say to Hillam, where I and Yavi Ezri. And all of a sudden somebody comes with two yummy pieces of kosher meat and puts it down on the same table. He figures it's the piece on the table is probably kosher, but puts it on the table. I come up and say, ooh, it was one piece down to three pieces. The guy says, yeah, I put down two kosher pieces. Now we have three pieces for dinner. I say, no, you don't. One of those pieces was straight. Maybe. What do you do now? Can I go ahead and take one of those pieces and eat it now? So the order, what's the answer? The answer is, what do I have? Sveikseka. Because I'm not sure that first piece was straight in the first place. And even if it's salami, that piece was straight, the piece that I'm going to yank out for dinner is maybe not even that piece, maybe from the two new pieces that came in from the kosher pile. So that should be a classic application of sveikseka. It's eerily familiar, eerily similar to the case that we're talking about. There was a kavua. What is the din under those circumstances? What does the Shulchan Aruch say under those circumstances? That fails. That scenario of a sofek iser, shen is arei. Again, there's no bitl. If it would be chetichin or leskabe, then there would be no shayla. Of course, all three are mutter. Bitl's going to fail us. Sofek derives the chumash started the ball rolling. Bitl fails us. The best we can pull up is sveika. Azoi shteit in Shulchan Aruch. Sveika doesn't work. This is not a valid sveika. In case you don't believe me, you can look at the Shulchan Aruch yourselves. The Shulchan Aruch in the last of the Ramakam was 15. Suffik treifesh and asar biacheres kulan asuros. Unless you have bittul, unless you lock out, you have bittul, which you're not going to have here because the oral rule is kavet. Why is it no good? Shekevan she suffik harishon hay begufo. This fails the test, fails the criteria of sveik sveika, and this is the coined new phrase, Rabbi Zai, called sofik echad beguf, sofik echad betaravis. The two sveikas are not similar to one another. The first sofik was a sofik about the etzem hadavar, was it kosher, was it treif. The first sofik has nothing to do with taravis. I have it independent. Objective question, is this treif or not? That's called sofek echad begufay. The second sofek is a taravis dikka sofek. I have three pieces, a nebuch that I bought, so it's as if it's one and one. Those two sveikas are not mitzvah to get the greatest sveik. Why? I have no idea yet. Why? But that's the rule, says in Shulchan. That sofek echad begufay, sofek echad taravis fails us. If that's the case, that sofek echad begufay, sofek echad taravis fails us, how in the world do we understand my Maimakam number 16? The Shulchan Aruch did not forget in my Maimakam number 16 what he wrote in 15, because they're all of five seifim away from one another. The Shulchan Aruch didn't forget things, period. So how in the world could the Shulchan Aruch turn around and say, Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Taravis is no good, it fails us, that doesn't qualify as a Sveik Sveika. But, what? If the case was, but the first suffix came about through Kavua, somehow everything's okay. Everything's hunky-dory. Why isn't the Kavua Shinis Arev identical to the suffix Trefa Shinis Arev? So the only way for us to answer that question is we don't know enough about a few pieces of information. Believe it or not, we still don't know enough about Kavua to answer that question properly. And we definitely don't know enough about what?
Sveikas.
About Sveikas to answer that question properly. But if we find out a little bit more about Kavua and a lot more about Sveik Sveika, so then we have a fighting chance. And if we remember the Ran and remember the Ri and put all the pieces and everything we're talking about for the last 3 days together, then we have a potentially, maybe we have a Suffolk chance, a Sveik Sveika chance of maybe having a clue as to what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Siman Kufiyut. So Siman Kufiyut is one of the hardest simanim in Yerodea, very hard simon. And this is one of the main topics in Yerodea. And Siman Kufiyut, how do these two pieces of the puzzle work together? But again, we are missing some major piece of information. Hopefully, next time tomorrow, we have to put these pieces together and then hopefully finish up the sugya and maybe even start the next sugya. So, guys, get rolling already. And the next time comes tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll pick it up. Okay.